Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and I'm welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. And that also will then bring up all the great animal stuff that I post on Facebook on your timeline, so you'll see all the cool stuff. And, oh, and I forgot, I've been trying to tell you my favorite Facebook post every week. And if you miss this one, if you want a good laugh, it is just hysterical. I posted it on the 8th, which I think was Thursday. So you'll have to scroll down to it. But it is, you'll know it right away because it's a video. And it's a young man and a goat. And they're there together. And they both have red caps turned around backwards.
and sunglasses. And the guy's sitting there talking, and the goat's head is on his shoulder. And it is hysterical. Now, it's from another country, because I don't, if you click on it and hear the sound, I have no idea what the guy's saying. But the goat and the guy are talking together, and then they make faces together, and it's just, it'll crack you up. And the guy looks like a young Brad Pitt. You know, because you can't really see his face, got sunglasses and this cap on backwards, but he looks like a young Brad Pitt. And then there's this goat, this white goat on his shoulder, and oh my gosh, it'll crack you up. So if you didn't see it, go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World, scroll down to the guy and the goat. It's well worth it. There's a ton of other great stuff there too, but that's my favorite one of the week because it is hysterical.
And I share so many of your posts because they really are wonderful. Yeah, they're really great.
And Owen, just so you know, you have a favorite animal TV that I didn't know about. And what'd you say? It's called Lucky Dog?
It's called Lucky Dog, and it's about a trainer. He gets calls from shelters. There are dogs that are not being adopted. Sometimes
so they take them and train them.
They
and
train them and they find them great
them
homes,
and
it's really uplifting, and it gives people a lot of ideas about training.
So it's called Lucky Dog, and it's on
Saturday mornings
on,
and it's one of the major channels,
four or five
in
or
Seattle.
Seven. Okay, yeah. All right. So Lucky Dog on Saturday. Look for that. All righty, we're gonna get right back to the phones. Phone lines are open. Phone lines are full. When you hear us end a call, that would be your clue to pick up the phone and grab a line. We're going to start in Federal Way. And Linda, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Good
morning.
Good morning,
Linda. To you, too.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Martha. I'm so glad you're on.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you called. What can we do for you today?
I have a kitty that I got from a kill shelter, and she's about 15 months old. I named her Kit? And I call her Kit Kat, but I don't know if she likes the name because she kind of ignores me.
Okay, well, how long have you had your new kitty friend?
Let's see, not quite 6 months.
Okay, and what color is she?
She's a tabby.
Okay, so a tabby. And she's kind of ignoring you. You've
right.
named her Kit Kat. So now, Darcy, are you able to tune in with our little Miss Kit Kat or whoever she'd like to be known as?
She likes Princess.
Oh, she wants to be a princess, huh?
The first thing she said was she doesn't know what Kit Kat means.
Well, to me, Kit Kat is a candy bar, you know.
She said, I don't know what that means. And then she said, but she likes Princess, but you could
call her baby girl.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, she's okay with that. But when you say Kit Kat, she says that it can grow
that
on her. She just doesn't, she's not quite sure that you're talking to her.
Okay.
Yeah. It feels like there's a disconnect there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your intuition, Linda, I think is probably kind of right on. She doesn't actually recognize that as her name, and she's not sure what it means.
Yeah.
It sounded like she'd be open to growing into it, maybe, or something,
right.
if you're stuck on that name.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like we have a little princess at heart here, so...
Yeah.
She is.
Okay, well then, yeah. If it were up to me, I'd just go with the flow, and I'd say, okay, you're my princess, Kit Kat, you know?
Yeah, that's no problem. Yeah, I would definitely go with that.
Yeah. Oh, she likes that. I feel like she's kind of puffing up her chest. Like she likes that.
She wants to be the princess.
So
okay.
Let's have a conversation with her and tell her,
okay.
Okay, so... The little kitty formerly known as Kit Kat, we acknowledge that you would like to be called a princess, and officially that this is your name. So, just keep telling her that that her name is Princess, and talk to her and show her how you feel about that name and how it makes you feel happy and it fits her and it suits her, and she'll be treated like a princess.
Okay. Now, do you see her, Darcy, as Linda, starts calling her princess and working with that? Do you see her paying more attention to Linda and bonding better now?
I feel like it's going to take a couple of weeks. I really do. And it feels that she's distracted.
Hmm.
Like there's lots of things she's looking at and doing, and she's getting used to being with you, being here, being in the energy. And it's also, when she talks about the energy, it's also this energy that's fluctuating on the earth that she's adjusting to, and she says, I'm a little body, and I'm very sensitive, And that might be a theme throughout her life, her sensitivity. I mean, animals are
Well, that seems to be like, because you and I have talked about it, too. There is so much going on the planet right now, astrologically and energy-wise. That's why a lot of the animals are choosing to leave right now, leave their bodies and move into the astral, because it's just easier. So those that are staying, you know, they're having difficulty shifting
as well.
It's
a little more challenging, especially her, because
especially
she's
right
a little...
now, Mercury's in retrograde, so that messes up, you know, all kinds of stuff, communication and travel and so forth. So that's in addition to everything else that's going on.
And, you know, too, Linda, I'm seeing an image of you helping her to be grounded, and it's just basically petting her. You start at her head and go down to her tail and then down to the ground, and then you start at the shoulder and go down to her feet and then just hold it for a few minutes.
No, on her paw?
Yeah, on each paw from the shoulder and to each leg from the shoulder to the paw, and with the intention that you're grounding
her
and helping her bring her energy down.
So that would help her.
Yes.
So a stroke from the head down to the tail, touch the ground, and then down from the shoulders to the paw.
And pause.
And hold your hand over her paw just, you know,
just
for
a
moment
or
two.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. And she likes her head scratched and her tummy scratched at the same time.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. I love my a lot of cats. You can't do belly rubs because but I love Abyssinians are one breed of cat that typically really like belly rubs. So I have four belly rubbers that I get to rub four bellies, which is really wonderful. And then I have, of course, my tuxedo rescue, and you don't touch her belly. So
I have another question is because I've been quite sedentary lately because I had surgery. And so I haven't been able to get around and accommodate her as much. Does she need a little friend, or is she going to be happy by herself?
She feels like a friend would be too much for her at this time because she's still getting used to being with you. She's still going through a kind of a transition, and it feels like she's going to be solidly in her body and in your home and feel comfortable. It's going to be a few months yet.
Okay, cool.
All righty. Are you good?
I'm good. I just want to make sure she's happy. You know what I mean?
You know, Linda, you could ask that question about another animal in the future, but she wants to make sure that her position is very solid with you and she knows, you know, what your relationship is because she does want to be in charge because she is the princess.
Yeah, and a lot of times, especially with female cats, you got to understand that in the wild, they're solitary. You know, they don't live in, they're not pack animals like dogs are. So cats can be a very good choice if you just want one animal. And, you know, with her, she's probably always going to be happy just being the princess, you know. And if you got a princess and you want to bring someone else in, you don't bring another cat in because you think your cat needs a companion. You bring it in because you love cats and you want more than one cat. And then you have to work to get them to cooperate to accept another cat. So don't be thinking you need to get another cat to make princess happy. To make princess, remember, dogs have masters, cats have staff. You just need to start serving your princess. She'll be a happy little camper, and you don't need to have another cat.
Yes.
I know. She's made it very clear what she likes.
Yes, yes. And if you were to bring another cat in without her consent, it wouldn't go well.
So, I would not ever consider doing that.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I mean,
so you could call. Now, Darcy will be back on the air in a couple months. You know, what are we? We're September now, so October, November, second week of November, Darcy will be back on the air. You could call back in then. I mean, if you really want another cat, then you could check back in. But if you don't, you were just thinking it might be what Princess wants, the answer is no.
No, no.
Okay.
And I wouldn't, honestly, I wouldn't call. That's too soon because she wants to have her territory established and her relationship solidified with you.
Right, yeah. I love animals, and I would do it if she wanted. But if she wouldn't want another one, I wouldn't want to subject her to that.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's where she is now.
Okay. Thank
you
so much.
Okay,
and I appreciate you guys being on the line.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye. All right. We are going to head to Bellevue, and it looks like Karen. Karen, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Oh, thank you.
Good morning, Karen.
You're welcome. What can Darcy help you with today?
Darcy, this is Karen. I've talked to you before about my cat, Josie.
Oh, hi, Karen.
Hi. She has I think she still has bladder issues because last weekend, Labor Day weekend, she had, a flare-up again, and I had to take her back to the vet because there was blood in the litter box. And so she's on a new antibiotic, and she's seen Dr. Nels right now, too. She's seen him for about the past 6 weeks. So my question, again, is how is her pain level?
Yeah, we've looked at this before. I think Dr. Nels is such a great option. I'm so glad that you called him because this is back and forth. It's been difficult for you and for both of you. When you ask about the pain level, I saw 6 and 8, and I think that that's the same thing that I get before, where when she's on medication, it's tolerable and manageable, but when she had those, bouts of time where she wasn't, it would vacillate and it would get that high. So right now at this moment, she's on medication and she's getting help. But what I've always seen for her is that it clears up like 90, 95%, but there's always like these little remnants or these little crystals or remnants.
Well, I'm getting some because it's something that I learned about recently.
Mm-hmm. And I think that there's something else underlying. I've had that feeling. So I think Dr. Nels is going to be great with that. So where she is right now at this moment, she tells me that she's showing me a scale, and it moves a little bit, but she says that 4 or 5 when she's getting assistance. And I think Dr. Nels is helping to balance her, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why she's showing me a scale for the first time.
Well, and urinary tract issues and chronic stuff like that can be, an endocrine immune imbalance can be Pleckner syndrome stuff. But what I was getting, what I recently learned, Karin, and Darcy, I want you to look at this to see if it might be helpful for Josie. I learned about a homeopathic remedy for cats with urinary tract issues. And that came in really strongly when you started telling Josie's story. Now, are you familiar with homeopathic remedies that come in the little blue vials? Do you know about homeopathic remedies?
No.
Okay.
Can you get them at like PCC or something?
Yep. Or super supplements, and they'll have a rack of them, and they're made by Boiron, Boiron is the company. Anyway, they're about 3 inches high, maybe a half an inch in diameter, little round plastic tubes. They're blue in color.
Yeah.
And they're usually set on the shelf alphabetically. Like Arnica is the one I talk about all the time that helps prevent bruising and all that stuff. And I have a vial of it in my pocket. I carry it everywhere because if I do something, pull a muscle or injure something, I've got Arnica on board right away. And it's amazing how it really works. Well, okay, have you got something to write with?
I do.
All right. The remedy is called Cantharis. Cantharis.
Okay. Right.
And that's real close if that's not exact, but it's called Cantharis. And you get a vial of that. And the way you do homeopathics, if you're human, you turn the bottle upside down and you twist the cap. And then their little sugar pellets, white balls, drop in. And if you're a human, you'd take like 4 to 6 in that the top of the container, and then you would, without touching the little pills, you would dump it under your tongue.
Okay.
And because ideally you don't want to touch them. Now with the cat, what you do, you just give them 2 of the little balls. Now when I use it I have one cat that I use it with from time to time, and I twist the lid and get 2 little balls in the cap. And then I just kind of gently open his mouth and dump it in his mouth.
Okay.
And because they're little sugar pills, they're sweet, so they don't taste bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they just swallow them and deal with it, and it works really well. And you could give 2 of those little little pills like twice a day.
Okay.
Well, let's have Darcy look at it. First, I know you're nodding and stuff.
I am.
Affirmative. So does it feel like the Cantharis would help, Josie?
Very much so. And I kept feeling like, there's something underlying that we're not getting to the bottom of. Maybe it's only 5 or 10%, but it's enough to keep bringing it back. And I know that it helps so much with your own cat, Martha.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that we learned about this.
Are you still seeing Dr. Nels?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, if Darcy doesn't get something exact on this, Dr. Nels can do his little muscle testing thing, and he can tell you. But what we need to know is how much should she be given and for how long?
Okay.
Now, sometimes with animals, a homeopathic remedy, you know, maybe only give 1 to 3 doses. But since this has been a chronic thing with her, you know, I kind of maybe twice a day for a while. But anyway, are you getting anything? Does she need this consistently for a while, Darcy, or should she just have a few doses and stop, or are you getting
anything? I feel like she needs it for a little while. Not long term, but I think Dr. Nels would be great at muscle testing.
Like 2 tablets twice a day? Would that be good for her to start with?
I think 2 tablets is good, and I think that...
And twice a day? Or 3 times a day?
I think 2 feels good to start, but Dr. Nels might have a different opinion when he looks at it. But because I'm feeling like at 3 days, there's going to be a shift or a change, but you might still, I think you're going to continue, but maybe the dose will change.
Okay.
Because it feels like you're going to kind of hit it hard, so to speak.
So
and then
start
might
with 2 twice a day for 3 days.
Okay.
And as soon as you can check with Dr. Nels, you can have him test and what he gets, you know, to continue or not or whatever. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and he may go to 3 times a day, but I think 2 to kind of energetically get it in your body and adjust, and then he might say bump it up for a couple of days and then decline.
Yeah, because he'll test what her body says and what the body wants. But that hopefully that Canthora, since it came in so strongly to me, that maybe that'll be the kicker to really get this out of her system for once and for all.
Great. Thank you so much.
All righty.
I'm so glad you called.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, keep us posted.
Okay,
thanks. Or shoot me an email and I'll pass it on to Martha.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Karen. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody, hold on to your phone lines. We've got to take care of advertisers here and stay relatively on time. We've got a couple of lines open for you if you'd like to grab them. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. Email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Remember, this is the most important part of the show. Without our advertisers, there is no Animal World, and we can't do these great shows. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Tell anybody you know that wants really great, affordable advertising. If they do something good for animals, humans, or Mother Earth, we'd love to have them. So you can help us stay on the air as well. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Darcy Pariso straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
On Friday, Mance and Mitchell are live from Boulder, Colorado with Deborah Wilson, who shares her insights about how to make our lives better in every way.
On Saturday, Deborah Wilson returns in hour number 1 to take your calls for spiritual and prosperity coaching, so keep your phone handy.
In hour number 2, Mance and Mitchell present a special limited series called Chime In about young people making a difference.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Mance and Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Talk radio for the heart and soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World right now, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I'm thinking, hey, about Kathy and Prescott. Hello. There he is. That's my fountain of youth. Woohoo! Okay, they're having entirely too much fun in that studio. They're laughing and having a great time. See, isn't he's our fountain of youth? Is that like cool? Kathy's doing thumbs up now. Woohoo! Yeah. Anyway, I flagged you guys, by the way. I didn't really mean to interrupt your little party in there, but we've got a couple of phone lines open. So how about we do Missing Link giveaway. So, all right, everybody, we're going to take advantage of a couple open of phone lines. We'll do Missing Link giveaway. The only rules are you have to be 18 or older. So, Prescott, you can't play. Oh, I'm sorry, but I couldn't help that. I love him. He's just so good. Anyway, you have to be 18 or older to call. But I think it's okay. I think, Mike, he can take the information right, even though he's only 16. He can. So we'll let you. I'm sorry. I guess can't help teasing him. Anyway, call Prescott. If you're 18 or older and you can't have won a contest on this show or any other show on KKNW in the last 30 days, then you're eligible. And you can choose whatever version you want, any of the three dog formulas, the vegetarian wellness blend, the cat formula, the bird formula, or the poultry chicken formula. You can choose any of those formulas. We'll send them right to your home. All you got to do is know the missing link word or phrase of the day. And how about we go with Talk With Your Animals with Darcy? Sounds good to me.
Sounds perfect.
Pick up your phone, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or 1-888-298-5569, and tell Prescott what you would like to have us send you. So there we go. Or you can use those phone numbers to call in and get in line for Darcy. Right now, let's head back to the phones. We're going to go to Bothell now and welcome Mary. Mary, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Good morning, Mary.
Oh, wonderful. It's so good to talk to you. Darcy, I met you at the fair in Everett last year, and I'm wondering if I can meet you there again.
Oh, was it like a psychic fair or something up in Everett?
It was at Xfinity, and it was about domestic violence. It was fabulous.
I was up there for the Mystical Winds Fair for doing the animal communication, and there were lots of vendors.
Okay.
That was it. Sorry, made a mistake.
Yeah, right. No, it's okay.
So is that happening again this year, Darcy? Do you know?
It's coming up. I'm not sure if I'm going to be attending this year. I have family visiting from the Midwest, so I won't be at the Emerald Spiral in Kent in September, and possibly not this because of
Other family
commitments, yes.
Well, if you pay attention, Mary, to current events here on Sundays on the air, or if you go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World and click on current events, we have Darcy's stuff posted. Now, today is an exception because Darcy didn't get it, but we will be telling you what she's doing today when we do current events, and then we'll get all that posted up this week. But you can check to see if she's going to be at these different fairs and stuff, Mary, by checking out current events, okay?
Yeah, because I'd love to talk to you again. Who are we talking to today, Mary?
Okay, I would like to talk to some animals that are living in my house. My house is like a small, living off the grid, tiny house. And they lived here peacefully with me last year, except I found out they were pooping on my entire collection of bins that had my felting projects, which is kind of a...
So are we talking mice?
And we're talking something I haven't really seen, but their poopies are pretty big.
Oh, so it could be rats. Oh, Darcy's not... You're getting rats?
I was saying rats as you were, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hurt them. I don't mean them any harm, but I just want... You know, and I've talked to deer and dogs before, and it would seem to work. It hasn't really worked with these mice, and maybe it's my resentment, but...
Well, you know, now Darcy's tuning in. We'll see what she gets. But I'll just tell you, you know, from my experience, Mary, now I adore rats and mice. They're very intelligent. I had them as pets as a kid, and I love them. But when I have had problems with rats, you know, in homes or, you know, stuff, I have found them to be extremely destructive. And they can be dangerous. And some kind of mice have there are fumes from their excrement and stuff that can be a real problem. But rats in particular, I have also not been successful in getting them to change their ways, and nor have I been successful with the mice in my garage and getting into my car and so forth. So I just have a deal with them. I love them like crazy, but if they invade spaces they're not supposed to, I have traps set up, and you know, I bless them and send them on to their next lifetime and tell them not to come back in my garage. So I don't know how successful you're going to be. I know you don't want to harm them. But sometimes you have to do what you have to do with love and bless them. It's only one lifetime. But anyway, so let's see if Darcy, though. I don't think I've ever had Darcy. I haven't had Darcy talk to my mice. So let's see. What do you think about these rats?
It's interesting because there's often themes around me, and I've had rat calls a couple of times now.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
A friend just called and found them in her home and was same kind of situation. And she tried, she had someone come out and talk about possibly exterminating them. She didn't want to do that. And so when I tuned in, it's almost the same type of situation that they are perfectly happy and they have no intention of leaving. So we told them that, you know, they have a choice. And this kind of goes back to something that Martha did long ago. And I always remember the story where she asked some wasp or bees, you have till this time and you have a choice. So... you can talk to them and say, I'm sorry, you know, this is not appropriate for you to be living here, that I have to ask you to leave, and I'm going to give you a deadline. So if you haven't left by, say, you know, 24 hours or on Monday or Tuesday, whatever you decide, then I will be making a phone call for an exterminator, and you can come back and be in a different body and be elsewhere. Or if you choose to stay on the earth at this time, then you need to leave. But you're put on notice.
Yeah, and that's kind of, that's basic communicating with animals and stuff. My favorite book that I love as a primer for interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication is Kinship with All Life by J. Allen Boone. You have to look for it now because I don't know. They try to bring it in at East West Bookshop for my classes and stuff, but it's a wonderful basic primer on telepathic communication, you know, with animals and insects. And it starts out with Strongheart, the German Shepherd, and then he's talking to flies. But one of the stories is with ants. And he's got ants in his house doing something. And he goes and he tells them, okay, you know, this is unacceptable. You can't be in my house. And you need to leave. And if you are still here tomorrow, I'm putting out ant poison. And you will all die.
Okay.
And of course, the next day, the ants were gone. Now, I've had that, you know, I've done similar things with insects and other types of animals and all that sort of stuff and done the same thing and been successful. But I have to tell you, it has not worked for me with mice and rats. I don't know, but it's certainly worth a try, Mary, because then you know you communicated, you can talk out loud, you just imagine it in your mind. And they don't have to be sitting there listening to you taking notes. You know, they will get it. if you communicate this way, or even, you know, Darcy can talk to him about it. But then you, the only way to get them is by being serious and saying, if you don't go by this time, then I'm getting an exterminator, or I'm putting out traps. Or I'm going to poison, you know, and you're going to die. And you know, bless you, you can come back, but not in my house.
Not in my house. And really, it is. It's more for you. Where my friend said, I can't do this. And I said, well, but you can talk to them and you can tell them what's appropriate and what you'll accept and you won't. And then she said, okay, I can do that. This is my house. And we all know where this is, you know, headed, but it gave her permission. And she felt like she honored
you can
them.
Feel good about it knowing that you gave them full warning and you gave them the opportunity to stay in their bodies and in this lifetime as long as they left. And if not, then you can, you know, you just put as much love as you can in that poison or that trap or, you know, in that exterminator's work. But it is okay to exterminate them if you need to.
And they have a choice, and maybe they want to be with you, you know, for this time and live this life of luxury in your home, and then they're done and their experience is over. So you can let that go.
So
okay, I have to admit, I have done the killing thing before. I've gone through the slug infestation when I lived in Tacoma. I've gone through the ant infestation, and the ants, and I'm tired of killing. The ants will not leave, and I'm just feeling really... and now the rats. I've had the mice, and they seem to have disappeared. But now these big poopy things must be.
Now the other thing I thought of too, Mary, is that
the killing thing.
Yeah, since you're having, you know, you've had some ant stuff, and then you get the mice stuff, the rat stuff, and that sort of thing. It would be good for you to find out what those insects and animals represent message-wise for you. And the best one for that, in my opinion, is Ted Andrews and his books Animal Speak and Animal Wise. They carry both of them at East West Bookshop in Seattle. And I'm sure you can find them elsewhere. Probably on Amazon, I don't know, but I would at least get the Animal Speak, and I would read about mice, and I think they have to do with details and stuff, I don't know, and I don't have the book with me, so I can't look it up, but I would look up mice and rats and ants, and anything that's in, and this is for everybody, if you have stuff that's causing a problem in your life, find out what the message is, because sometimes it's amazing what life lessons you'll learn from reading what the messages that these animals bring.
I'm open.
This is a great experience. An Ananda friend of mine posted on Facebook a photograph. And what it was her big easy chair, you know, in her living room, and attached to the chair and hanging in the middle of it, right where she would sit, was a big, huge spider web, you know, with a weaver spider, you know, that happened in the, right, you know, this time of year. But it was in her house, right in the middle of her easy chair. And when she posted it, it was like, I was just sitting in this chair this morning, and this wasn't there, and now there's this big, huge web and spider. Well, it crossed my path, and it flashed on it, so you know, sent back to her, you know, what Ted has to say, you know, about spiders and what I knew spiders, the message to be, and especially with the weavers. And it turned out to be exactly what she needed to hear and a very powerful message for her. So things like that, I mean, you don't get out of your easy chair in the morning and come back a couple hours later and there's a big spider web in your chair. With that there's no coincidences. You know, there's a message with all of this. So it wouldn't hurt for you to be aware of what rats, you know, at this point, what rats represent. But also if you have continuing problems with ants and other things, too, it's a good idea to always look for the message. Because if you don't get the message, then it keeps happening.
Yeah, and the other thing that I was getting, too, Mary, was, well, I know that this Kinship of All Life is on Amazon. Used copies are available because I got one a while ago. But the other thing I was getting is that I can send you the angel clearing prayer. I know Martha also has it on her website, but I felt like if you cleared your house, cleared yourself, and then once you're cleared, then put a rim of You know, protect your energy, like put this beautiful gold light around your property, and then push anything away with love. In your mind's eye, you know, just energetically, I push away anything that doesn't belong here with love. And it's a good way to just keep your space sacred, and you know, they can be around your property, but not in your immediate surroundings.
Yeah.
So you can either find that on Martha's website, or I can send it to you.
Well, I would appreciate that very much. It sounds fabulous.
Yeah, it's really powerful.
Yeah, I don't have it on the website. I don't have it. I have it on my computer, though, so I can send it to people, or you can.
I use it to clear all the time, and it's really powerful, and it's really simple.
Did you, Mary, did you leave your email address with Prescott?
No, I didn't. So I'd be happy to do that.
Is that what you would need, Darcy?
Yes.
Okay. So, Prescott, we're going to put Mary on hold when we're done with this call with her. And I want you to write her email address on the phone log, okay, so that we can give that a copy of that to Darcy, and then she can send the prayer to Mary after.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Yeah,
he's on it. So, Mary, you hold on. When we end this call, you're going on hold, and Prescott will pick you up, okay?
Okay, and I want to say that I'm saying prayers for the elephants.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yes, and absolutely. So important.
And the people that work at those zoos,
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of them just really need a job, you know, and they don't like, probably half of them don't like it either, and so I'm praying for them. I think we need to, you know, guide them to doing the right thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah,
Mary.
We really, really do.
Not all zoo attendants know what they're doing, you know about this.
All righty. Mary, thanks for calling Animal World. We're going to put you on hold, okay?
Yeah, and good luck, Mary.
Yeah, and you hold on until Prescott picks you up. Now, he just picked up another line, so he's talking to somebody. So you just hang on hold until he gets your email address, okay?
You're wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Let's take care of advertisers before we run out of time here. Casey, I'm not sure how to pronounce your name, but in Puyallup, you will be next. So hold on to that phone line. There's one line open if you'd like to pick it up, 425-373-5527, toll free 888-298-5569. Kathy, did we get a missing link winner? We did. Okay. So the missing link has been snagged.
Okay.
So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150.
Whoa. That was kind of abrupt, huh? Oh. Usually he says more than that. All righty then. We are approaching the end of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. And if you don't know it, I'm Martha Norwalk, and Darcy Pariso, gifted medium, animal intuitive communicator and Reiki master, is in the house, and we are taking phone calls. We have a couple of lines open for you now if you would like to get in the queue to speak with Darcy and have her read for you or your animal friends. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And hey, how about this? Guess who won the missing link? Well, congratulations to Lauren in Hilo, Hawaii. Woohoo!
Oh, woohoo.
So how fun is that? So we're hooling away in Hilo. Because Hilo, I think, is the big island. Isn't Hilo the big island? I'm pretty sure it is.
I believe so. And, I've been there a long time.
I've been there once, many, many years ago. As I remember, there was a lot of lava and rocks and stuff, but not the beaches that I liked on, like, Maui. But
yeah.
The big island is pretty special. But how about that? We're Animal World in Hawaii. So, hey, Lauren, thanks for calling Animal World, and congratulations on the missing link. Mm-hmm. All righty. So now we are going to head to Puyallup. And isn't it that time? You know what? Just don't get me started. Oh, well, I'm already started. I have a problem because sometimes this political correctness stuff just gets out of control. And I don't know about you guys, but I grew up doing the Puyallup. And every year, I haven't gone for years because I go to the Monroe, you know, the Evergreen State Fair. But at some point, I think it was just this last year or something, they decided that they couldn't call it the Puyallup anymore. And I think it had to do with some kind of political correctness or something. But now it's kind of it's the Washington State Fair. Well, I was even wondering this year if the fair was actually happening, because I don't register when I see those commercials for the Washington State Fair. And, you know, the commercials for doing the Puyallup used to be so much fun. And
they were.
Do the Puyallup, you know, they have the cow and the pig and everything, all that kind of stuff. And they don't do that kind of advertising anymore. We don't do the Puyallup. You go to the Washington State Fair. Well, I think they must be.
It has a different energy, doesn't it?
It does. It has a totally different energy. And I think we should go back. Because I don't think anybody is offended by doing the Puyallup. And if they are, it's like, get over it, because it's wonderful. And we think of it with so much love. And anyway, yeah. So that's just my take on it. I didn't even know the fair was happening, because the energy has completely changed. And I would imagine that with the big shift of energy that I feel, because the energy around the fair is completely different now with that change, I bet it affects their bottom line. So there you go.
I agree. I think it does too, because it feels flat to me.
So does anybody miss doing the Puyallup besides me? I mean, I do. All right. So speaking of, we'll find out. How is it, Cassie or Casey? Welcome to Animal World.
Hello, it's Casey.
Casey. All right. Now, Casey, yes. You are in Puyallup, right?
Yes.
Are you missing the Do the Puyallup promotion and stuff?
Yes. Yeah, they changed it, I think, a couple years ago. So
yeah.
I think you're right. The energy of the whole thing is different. I don't know about the bottom line, but definitely it's different.
All right, absolutely. Good. Okay.
There you go, validation.
All right, so Cassie, you are live with Darcy Pariso. What can she help you with?
There is a little kitty that showed up at my boyfriend's house in Shelton, and she's looking good now. She's been there about 2 weeks, but was starving and very thin when she showed up, but she doesn't have a chip. She is spayed, so she was somebody's baby at one time. But we have put ads in the paper. We've put an ad on Craigslist. We've looked at the lost kitties. We've gone door to door, put flyers in mailboxes, and nobody's claiming her. So I wonder if you can.
Now, what does she look like? Just so we can make sure that Darcy's tuned in.
She's very different. I've never seen a cat like her. She's kind of medium hair. She's a creamy white, but she has brown ear tips. She's not a Siamese. Brown ear tips. She has beige on her tail. And she has a nose that's got brown at the very tip, and the rest is, you know, kind of the regular grayish color. So very unique and very sweet.
Okay, so can you are you getting tuned in to this girl?
Yeah, you know, I think that the owners think that she was maybe an animal godder.
Mm.
I feel that they look for her, and they thought, because there's animals around them, and
right.
they look for her, and they asked around for her.
So they
and
think
they
she
think
was somebody's
she's...
lunch, and,
yeah,
and so they've,
yeah.
they've given up thinking that she
yeah.
was eaten.
But I feel there's a...
But there are owners.
Yeah, and I feel that there's this kind of middle ground where they feel that's probably what happened, because they feel they did their due diligence, is the words I'm hearing, to look for her, and they're not actively looking for her, but they have one ear open, is how this feels to me.
Mm.
And I see their house, and I keep getting pulled to the right, and it feels like she that's where she was last seen. And she was seen over by a neighbor's house, but I think she was chased away, and I see woods around, or maybe not woods, but lots of plants and trees, and they just never found her. And that's why they think, you know, that a raccoon or something got her.
Now, if she's at the boyfriend's place now, can you get
right.
a feel for how close is the boyfriend's place to the original owner's place?
I keep getting pulled to the right, so let me see like where he is. Well, I'm being shown a triangle that's sideways. It's laying on its side, and the tip is to the right, and that's where she was. And if you were to go walk to the left straight up, which would be the bottom of the triangle, is where she came from. No, wait a second. She's to the right where the boyfriend, where she is now. She would have to like walk up the hill. Do you see? Did I explain that? No.
No.
You're saying, okay, yeah. So what I'm seeing is from where she is, where at your boyfriend's house, that if she goes west, if she goes to the left, if she goes west, and it's more like northwest. And as
so,
far as... I'm sorry, go ahead.
So northwest from where she is at my boyfriend's now?
Where she...
And up a hill?
Well, where she is right now, where I see her body right now with your boyfriend,
yeah.
It feels like where she came from is west and a little north, like northwest.
A little northwest in the direction. Can you get an ask for a distance? Are we talking a mile away, or a half a mile, a quarter mile, 5 miles?
No, it's not 5 miles. It feels like when I first looked at this, I felt like it was like between like a mile or two, like maybe a little over a mile, mile and a half, somewhere in that area. It's not it's not super far.
Okay,
I mean far for her though, far for her.
So if they were to post signs. Like, it'll go northwest direction and between a mile and 2 miles.
I don't think it's 2 miles
okay.
even. Is there a grocery
okay.
store in that area?
Northwest from your
boyfriend's? If you were to go to your boyfriend's, is there a Safeway or some sort of some stores or grocery store?
It's Safeway, but it's not northwest from his place.
It's not northwest
okay.
from his place.
Uh-huh. I would look northwest, but I would also put something at that Safeway, because I also felt that she came from an area that's more north and more northwest, more west, actually. But I also felt that she had been around a Safeway. But I think that the Safeway is where they might have looked, put up signs or something. Or if you put a sign in that Safeway, I think that she possibly could
be
found.
Okay, so the grocery, so definitely put a sign in that grocery store.
Okay,
and then maybe go like a mile or so northwest, and post some signs like at pet stores or grocery stores or,
yeah.
you know, vets or something that might be in that area. or, you know, a poll here? And does it feel like if they make another effort to post some signs that the owners might actually see them in those areas?
I hear it's at least 50-50.
There's a chance.
They don't think that she's around anymore, but like I said, they are keeping one eye out. And that Safeway seems to be your best bet. Like somebody, if it's not them, then it might be a friend that sees the sign.
Does she want to go home?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Okay, I was going to ask her name, but you don't know. Let me ask her. You know, she feels like she's happy where she is, and she feels like she was on an adventure, and I don't know that she doesn't know where she belongs, honestly. It doesn't feel like she has real deep ties there or where she is now. She's kind of in this...
In limbo.
Limbo space.
Right.
How do you and your boyfriend...
He can't... No, and I'm not allowed any more pets where I live after my
Okay.
So I've been looking to find a good forever home for her, and the rescue groups are totally full in Shelton, of course. And so that's my only concern. Because she showed up, she was very skinny. She has ear mites. She had fleas. I've already taken care of the fleas and, you know, took her to see if she was chipped, and she was stayed. So I wasn't sure if she even wanted to go home. That was my concern too.
Yeah, no, she's not attached. It feels like she was with a family, but she was on her own, and now she's with you. And she just really feels like she hasn't made any real attachments.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure, poor thing. Yeah. We'll put her sign in the Safeway too, because we've done just about everything else, and nobody has claimed her. And you know, and we've made it pretty generic so that you know anyone who had looked like a white cat that they could call and. You know, identify her because she's very unique. I've never seen a cat like her with those marks.
Well, can we put some energy out for the right home to come along for this girl?
That would be awesome because if we can't find her home, you know, neither of us can take her. And, you know, there's no way I'd bring her to a shelter. So, other than a no-kill.
What I'm wondering is when you made signs, did you put her picture on the signs?
No, we did that on purpose because I didn't want anyone claiming her who really wasn't her owner because...
I see.
You know, no. Because if they were missing a white cat, truthfully, she's so unique that if it was their cat, there's no way they couldn't know, you know, with describing her. Because I said, I've never seen a cat with her
Do you have a feeling, as I'm wondering, you know, with ear mites and fleas and stuff, maybe she wasn't in a really good home
sort of thing. That was my concern.
Well, that's why they're only half looking for her. I mean, they made an attempt to look for her, of course, and the neighbor said, you know, she went over here and there's animals and coyotes and things.
How long
here.
Has it been that she's been hanging around the boyfriends, Kathy?
2 weeks now.
Oh, 2 weeks. And now, is that, Darcy, can you see, is that how long she's been missing from her home environment?
No, she's been missing longer than that. I wouldn't say a lot longer, but it feels like it's been more... she's been somewhere else before you. Like, there's been an intermittent stop is what I'm hearing. So it feels like she's been on her own for at least a month. Like, she's been
usually it would take longer than that to get a good ear mite infection going, you know, and stuff.
Right.
She could have picked up fleas in that time. But
that
probably is an indication that she didn't have great responsible owners. Mm-hmm. So you're probably better off looking for, you know, a new home for her.
Yeah, because
can you put some energy on that then? Because I won't let her go anywhere until I know it's a forever home.
All right. Well, let's just put it out there, and if there's anybody in the Shelton area that would like to give this kitty a home, you can always give us a call here on Animal World, or you can contact me off the air. Because Casey, you left your contact information with Prescott, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so we have Casey's contact information. If there's anybody listening that could take this kitty in, or she's in the Shelton area, or knows of someone that could give her a good home, please contact us here at Animal World, and we'll get in touch with Casey.
And Casey,
Thanks.
She very much wants that. She wants to have this forever home, but she just hasn't found an attach. She's not attaching because she knows that there's no commitment and there's no home here and where she's been. So she'll become a very loving cat when she feels safe.
She's very loving now. That's why I just feel so heartbroken that I can't keep her, but can't give her a forever home. But
Well, try to shift that energy within your own heart and turn it into, say, a celebration that, that the perfect forever home has come along, and see her putting you putting her in someone's arms, you know, or something.
Right.
So shift it, okay? Yeah. Shift that energy, all right?
And show it to her.
To
and show it to her.
Yeah, so she calls it in too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty.
So much for
and keep us posted. Thanks, Cassie.
I will. Uh-huh.
Bye bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, we're a little overtime here. We're going to close out hour number two, fire up hour number three, and then we're going to talk to Christine in Oregon and Gina in Seattle. We've got phone lines open for you if you want to jump in line, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Darcy Pariso straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.